Just mow it. This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Hey, welcome back. Time again to give you an update on what's happening with your beef checkoff dollars. And again, as we always point out, remember that includes our dairy producers because you contribute through the beef checkoff as well. And we're happy to welcome back in Angie Horkin with the Wisconsin Beef Council. She's the gal that joins us at this time of the year to tempt us into all those fantastic eating opportunities we've got coming up. So here it is, Ange. We're less than a week away from the big holiday. And once we start, we aren't going to stop until we get well into January. So I always like to start with that big investment that many families, including mine, will be making, that prime rib roast, or maybe that rack of ribs, or, you know, prime rib roast that way, crown rib. Yeah. All those things that we kind of have family memories focused in on. It's back again this year, and beef, just as reasonable as always.
It is, and we do the same thing in my house. We do the big standing rib roast, but my dad says, got to have the bones in it. Yep. He's old school, so I'm like, fine. It's a little harder to carve, but we make it work. So, this is a wonderful time of the year for the beef industry because we sell a lot of beef, mm-hmm. and especially here in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Us Wisconsinites, we love our rib roast, mm-hmm. our prime rib. We yep. go out to eat for it on Saturday nights all year round to our supper clubs. But this is the one time a year where we find that we splurge on it. So it's something we don't make all year. So right. Wisconsin Beef Council is out and about. We've been on TV. We're hitting the airwaves. We're all over the internet to help you and consumers make that rib roast, make that tenderloin roast. Because if you haven't made it all year, you need the refresher course. You're investing in a large chunk of beef, and it's a premium cut of beef. So you're going to be paying, $50 for a 5-pound rib roast. So you want to make sure you know how to do it. So visit our website, beeftips.com. If you're on social media, look us up on Facebook and like us, follow us, because every day we're shooting out videos how to cook your rib roast, how to cook your tenderloin roast. We got a new video we're going to share, taking a full tenderloin. So if you buy that big cryovac full tenderloin with the tail on it and the large end on it, take that home because that's a cheaper value. Yes. It's a little less per pound. Take it home and we're going to show you how to cut it up so you can have your big center cut tenderloin for your New Year's Eve celebration if you want. And then take the tail and cut it into chunks that you could saute up for a great meal or kebab it and broil them. Yeah. So check us out, website, social media. Of course, we're also on Pinterest, YouTube, Instagram. You'll find us all over. But, one of the things I do like to talk about this time of year is why do we promote tenderloin and rib roast? Because this is when we sell them. So in December, our rib roast sales multiply by 3 times. So 3 times higher, which makes sense because yep. we want it for the holidays. And you know, those tenderloin roasts, our sales are 6 times higher in December than the rest of the year. And we're looking at 61% of our retail rib roast dollar sales are in December. Mm-hmm. So wow. it's a big chunk of the sales. We're looking at $372 million worth, or 54 million pounds of beef that is going out the door just in beef rib roast in December. That's the whole U.S. That's all of us Americans loving our beef. And then 45% of the retail tenderloin roast dollar sales are in December.
Wow. So like you said, this is an important month to make sure that we're not only getting the message out about choose beef, choose locally produced beef if you can, mm-hmm. but I'm with you, Ange. I am one of those people that loves to try to show off with that standing rib roast or some pizzazz in the middle of the table. Mm-hmm. But I'm skunk. And if you're listening, you know this is the case. I am skunk on trying to prepare some of these big cuts. I can do the little cuts mm-hmm. and turn them into smoke real fast. But like to your point. So now let's talk about beeftips.com. You mentioned about carving. You know, it's even this time of the year, we like to think about putting those things on a grill. Is that something that you even recommend for something like a standing rib roast? Or is that low and slow in an oven? Tell me.
I have grilled, Virginia and I have grilled rib roasts, and we did it 1 year for our TV theme, but it was a long time ago. So, but if you do want to grill your rib roast, you can. Just got to remember indirect heat. You don't want that fire right under it. So if you've got the gas grill, do the front and the back burner. If you've got the Weber charcoal, like my husband insists on, get the hot charcoal going, get them burnt down, 20, 30 minutes, get them nice and gray, and then push them all to the side and put your drip pan underneath. Okay, all of our Beef Council recipes are the oven method, though. So 350-degree oven for a rib roast, bone-in or boneless, doesn't matter. And then all you need is a roasting pan and a rack. Now, if you got the standing rib roast with the bones, rib bones, you don't need your rack. The heat will circulate with your bones. Put your rub on it. That's where beeftips.com comes in. Click on As Seen on TV. Or right on the homepage right now. The big picture. It says make your holidays memorable. Learn more. Click. Okay, go to rib roast. Put your rub on. Salt, pepper, garlic. A little bit of extra virgin olive oil to have it stick. That's it. Insert your oven safe meat thermometer. That's the one thing you need, the one utensil that is very, very key. So, because you want to watch that. I like to tell people about 20 minutes a pound for a boneless ribeye. Okay. That's on the light side. Yeah. So I've been doing like 5 pounders, 6 pounders for TV, about 2 hours or more. Okay. But watch your meat thermometer because every roast is different. Everybody's oven is different. Yeah. And then when 135 degrees, so real light, that's 10 to 15 degrees less than medium rare. Take it out and then let it rest. Very key.
Really?
It will continue to cook. When you have a 5 pound standing rib roast or or even a 2 pound tenderloin, you pull that out of the oven, it just doesn't go boom, done cooking. It keeps cooking. Okay. So when you're letting it rest, so you're letting those juices cool down and settle back into their meat pockets. So when you slice it, you carve it, it doesn't. The juice doesn't run on your plate. It's still cooking. So it will get up. It will increase 10 to 15 degrees in 15 to 20 minutes.
Wow. I didn't know it would increase that much. That's pretty incredible. Now, let me ask you. You mentioned about how this is such a big time of the year for overall volume on roasts and the tenderloins. But if I want a standing rib roast, do I have to order that in advance? I don't recall. There are not a lot of butchers anymore that just have a standing rib roast sitting there.
No, you'll see a lot of boneless ribeye roasts, and watch the newspaper flyers because it's going to be in the paper. It's going to be on sale because everybody's looking for it. But I always call ahead just because I'm a type A. I want to get in there and I want to go in the meat department. I'm like, Angie, I called. I need like an 8 pounder because I'm going to serve 16 people. I would definitely call ahead. You don't have to, especially if you want a boneless. But yeah, like you said, sometimes it's harder to find the big with the bones in. And then watch the flyers for the choice tenderloins. Yeah. They're going to be a little more expensive. You know, we're looking at $20 a pound still for the choice tenderloins, but it's like butter. It's good.
Well, and to your point, if you can stop yourself, look at that CryoVac, because Angie's pointed, you say, oh, that's too big for just him and I. Not if you slice it up the right way. Not if you think long term about, you may be having meals from the middle of December all the way into the end of January on that.
Great point, because our video shows you how to pull the center out and then keep the other parts for 2, 3, 4 meals, especially if it's only a couple people, even 5 meals, and bag it up, put it in the freezer, and you've got great eating for a long time.
Jesus, I'm hungry right now. This is a tough time of the day to be hungry. Angie Horkin in studio with us again, inspiring you and your holiday cooking, and great entertaining for your friends and your family. Again, like she said, this is the time of the year when we really see beef cross the table, cross the retail location. Make sure that you're asking in advance, though, if you want something a little special, just so that it's there for you. And they're always there for you online, beeftips.com. Excellent web resource for recipes, for anything relative to your diet, anything you want to know about the producers and what they're doing to bring you that quality beef in Wisconsin, beeftips.com. On Facebook, Wisconsin Beef Council, and multiple other locations. As we said, Pinterest, Instagram, Twitter, all the social media channels, the YouTube, and like Angie said, watch for that video on how to take care of that tenderloin. But do enjoy beef during the holiday season. It's all brought to you courtesy of your friends at the Wisconsin Beef Council, supported by your beef checkoff dollars, as well as our friends at the Equity Livestock Sales Association. Happy holidays.
This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.